10 minutes to go until 5 o'clock here on Downtown Wednesday Show. Rich Kimble, Brian Stackpole. And time to talk some Red Sox. To do that, we're joined on the Tiller and Rye telephone line by Jen McCaffrey, who covers the Sox for the Republican and Mass Live. Jen, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Well, another great outing from Eduardo Rodriguez. Let's start with the positives there. Three starts in. This looks like one of the great steals that the Sox have had in recent memory.
Yeah, you know, I think they were trying to take...
All right, lost our connection with Jen McCaffrey there. Well, she was traveling or what? We had her and you could hear it. You could hear it start to go. Boop, it was gone. Jen McCaffrey from Mass Live, the Springfield Republican, talking Sox with us here. Next hour, Kyle Draper, Comcast Sportsnet New England, will be by as well for his weekly visit. Alan Adams of the Main Edge. And in the 5 o'clock hour, more chances for you to win tickets to Wine on the Waterfront next Friday in the Bangor Waterfront. All right, we've got Jen back on with us. Sorry about that, Jen. Let's talk more about Eduardo Rodriguez and what he's done in these first three starts for Boston.
Yeah, sorry about that. I think what I was saying is I think that he's kind of come onto the scene and been way more than what they expected. You know, I saw a stat from Red Sox PR last night that he's the first pitcher in Major League history to go three starts with at least six innings, one earned run or fewer, and seven strikeouts in each of his first starts. So, I mean, first three starts. So that says a lot right there. You know, he's kind of added a little life to this rotation, and obviously a spark that they need at this point to kind of buoy them to the trade deadline, if that's kind of what they're hoping for.
Well, that's the good news. The bad news, the continued struggles of the offense, in particular with runners in scoring position. It can't be talent. Is it the plate approach that's lacking for this Red Sox offense?
Yeah, you know, John Henry met with the media early last week and kind of addressed that a little bit about kind of how they've gotten away from, or they're a little too patient, is what he was saying. That's something that they've kind of been something that they've wanted to add players over the past years that are patient at the plate, like a Napoli, guys like that can kind of build pitch counts. But the way the game is kind of changing, the way that starters are kind of relenting to relievers earlier in the game, and kind of you've got some hard throwing relievers entering early, it kind of doesn't really, that kind of negates the pitch count or the pitches for plate appearance stat that the Red Sox have been so heavy on the past few years. So Henry was kind of saying they tried to add guys like Sandoval and Ramirez that are kind of more free swinging type guys, and that kind of hasn't really helped the way that they thought it would. So I think they're at kind of a standstill right now in terms of they just need guys to perform the way that they can. But, you know, there's that kind of added pressure in the back of your head of, you know, you're not doing what you should be doing, so just do it, and they're not. So at this point, it kind of is just a back and forth. It seems they had that great sweep over the weekend against the Athletics and kind of now the shutout last night against the Orioles. So it kind of is this continued back and forth that I think they're hoping to find some traction soon.
Hanley Ramirez left the game last night. He'd been hitting well of late, but said after the game that he's ready to go. Do you expect to see him in the starting lineup again tonight?
Yeah, he's back in the lineup tonight. He's actually hitting third in place of Ortiz, which is kind of a interesting move. Ortiz isn't starting the game tonight, and I'm not in Baltimore right now, but reports out of Baltimore said that it seems like Ortiz a little miffed that he's not starting tonight. They've got Farrell has Hanley DHing tonight, so not sure if that's related to the injury, and maybe that's why he wanted to sit him. Reporters haven't met with Farrell yet, so we're not quite sure what the reason is for it, but I mean, they're going up against a lefty in Wei and Chen, but Ortiz has one of the better averages against Chen in the lineup. So I mean, he's hitting, I think, career numbers against Chen is he's hitting .308. So I mean, I can't, in terms of sitting him because he's not that great against lefties, this isn't one of the guys that he struggles against.
Now, Justin Masterson getting closer and closer to coming back. Is he headed for the bullpen once he returns to Boston?
That's what it would seem. You know, they've kind of sent right to the bullpen. They're stuck on keeping Kelly in the rotation. They think that he can kind of figure things out. So it seems that Masterson is going to be another one that's headed to the bullpen as kind of maybe middle innings or even like long relief type guy. that can kind of, you know, eat up some time for them and, until he continues to figure things out. It sounds like he's had some good relief outings the past couple times he's gone out, but considering the way he started the season, I think he's still got a lot to prove, and, you know, we'll see if he makes his way back into the rotation, but obviously they're extremely happy with the way Rodriguez has performed, and he's not going anywhere, and it seems like the other four guys aren't either.
Now, John Henry said all the right things last week when he spoke to the media and talked about patience, believes that the team will get better, nobody's job is in jeopardy, but do you think there's a different story and a different conversation taking place in the offices at Fenway Park?
Yeah, you know, they always want to, you know, come in and say things that they think people want to hear. Henry did, to his credit, came out and kind of took a lot of the responsibility, didn't sugarcoat things too much in terms of just saying this is on me and, you know, I'm not blaming, you know, any one person in particular. So in one sense, that was a little refreshing to hear. You know, no one's passing the blame here. But at the same time, you've got to think that there's a lot of, you know, talk behind the scenes of who they can move. You know, even guys, obviously, they've got a pretty stacked minor league system. Certain guys, I'm sure, that they're kind of keeping eye on that other teams are looking at. So this is the month where that kind of stuff is going to start picking up. So if they want to make a push, you know, they're kind of just treading water right now. If they want to make a push, they've got to do some significant work at the trade deadline, if not before, to kind of boost this team and kind of see where they can head in the second half.
Jen McCaffrey covers the Sox for the Republican and MassLive.com. Jen, great visiting with you as always. Thanks for making time, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
And that's going to lead us to the end of Hour 1 of the program. News next, Hour 2 straight ahead on Downtown.